Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday, March the 4th, 2026, 11 coming up on 12 minutes past the hour. 38 degrees and sunny skies. Sunny, cloudy, I guess is what we're getting. Cloudy skies, fog advisory here in the Marion area. All right. Phone lines are open this morning, 740-383-9944. I do want to remind everybody we will be giving away $100 to Kroger on Friday. Friday morning, $100 gift card to Kroger. Now, if you want to share this online, please feel free to do it. We'll be doing it from 8:15 until 1 p.m. in the afternoon on Friday morning. A $100 gift card to Kroger, and we have already gotten that in the mail, so it is ready to go. So we look forward to that on Friday morning, giving away $100. And I guess you can spend that on whatever you like in any Kroger store. I guess wherever there are Kroger stores. So 8:15 to 1 p.m. on Friday, and we'll be drawing the winner between 12:15 and 1 p.m. All right. Well, yesterday we had a lot of conversation on the show about new restaurants, new things here in Marion. We talked about Witt's Ice Cream, which is opening up on Church Street on Friday, March the 6th, and I said I heard from a very good source that we're going to be getting a Culver's restaurant out in front of Meyer in the very near future. Now, after that conversation, two of our listeners, one listener reminded me that Baking People Happy downtown has ice cream. So another ice cream place downtown. I don't know how that's going to work out. I think that's going to be very interesting, but we've got a lot of ice cream places in Marion. Dairy Queen, Jersey, Fred's, Sonic, all the McDonald's have ice cream. Wendy's has the Frosties. It'll be... And Culver's has ice cream when it comes in. So I don't know. I don't know how Witt's will do. I think it's in a very interesting place. That's a place, as I said yesterday, there was a radio station in that location right across from Founders Park for years that I used to work in until the ceiling caved in. And I don't know how Witt's will do. I'm sure they will open with great success, and we will see how it goes. I don't know what makes a business sustain like that. Some businesses open well and they can handle it, and some don't. Del Taco obviously did not. O'Charlie's did not. White Castle did not. Ponderosa did not. Some are able to hold it. Some are able... are not able to hold it. I don't know. But I was reminded of that by a listener yesterday. Baking People Happy downtown does have ice cream. But also, another listener reminded me, now these are more structural things, but we are supposed to be getting kind of a turnaround, I guess is the best way to put it. I'm trying to think of what they call it out here on Barks Road. Because out here, well, I guess it's Barks Road, but it's where they put these, what are they called? These section dividers up out here on Delaware Avenue. So you can't get from one side of the street to the other where Wendy's is and the gas station is and all that. So they put these things up. So they're going to be turnarounds put on Barks Road where you can turn around without having to, I guess, pull into a parking lot to get yourself rerouted. Now, I don't know how that's going to work with all the lights and all the section dividers we have out there. Maybe it'll work well. I don't know, but that's supposed to come in the very near future, so I guess we'll find out. But so the Barks Road turnarounds are coming. And then there was also something about widening the sidewalks on Center Street. So we'll see if that happens. Has anybody heard anything more on any of these things, the big turnarounds? Now, they're not roundabouts. Now, when somebody said they were roundabouts, this got people very angry. So they're not roundabouts that are coming to Barks Road. They're just turnarounds or places where you can make a U-turn out on Barks Road. The wider sidewalks on Center Street, I haven't heard a whole lot about that. But I do believe there was talk about that at one point. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you'd like to buzz in, we can discuss any of those things. And, of course, also the Starbucks coming here to Delaware Avenue, just up the road where they tore down the bank. So we've got that coming. And I haven't been told yet if the Starbucks will close in the Kroger out here at on Delaware Avenue. So I don't know if there's going to be two Starbuckses. I don't know. I would think that'd be difficult. And I think this is in response to 7 Brew opening, what, about a year and a half ago now? Because 7 Brew has certainly put the clamp on Starbucks out on Route 95. There's no doubt about it. So that's the news here in Marion. There is one more thing that I do know about, and I have on pretty good authority is going to happen, but I really cannot talk about it at this particular point. Now, one of our listeners this morning is saying, does Witz have ice cream, or is it just frozen custard? Now, that's a good question. I think it's just frozen custard. Now, I'm not sure. Does anybody know the answer to that? Does Witz have ice cream, or is it just frozen custard? Because I've been referring to it as an ice cream place, but really what they brand themselves as and what they do is frozen custard. And I don't know if that will go over big. I mean, I guess we can only hope. You want businesses to survive, so we'll see what happens. But does anybody have the story on Witz opening up downtown? It opens up on Friday. Remember that, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call if you know anything about Witz frozen custard opening up on March the 6th. Hey, you know, that's the same day we're going to be giving away our $100 gift card to Kroger here on this station. So we look forward to that. Getting a message here, they only do custard, so no ice cream at Witz, only frozen custard. Okay, so that's the news as far as, I guess, the shakeups and Marion business go along. What would be good for Marion? What would be a restaurant that would survive here, would draw people in from other areas, maybe because there isn't one close by? You know, Amato's did not do well. A lot of people had very high hopes for that because it did well in Delaware. I don't know. I don't know what we could bring to Marion. I really don't know what would be a big attraction point. Now again, if anybody does, feel free to give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now, I've also got tickets to Kiwanis Pancake Day, which is coming up on March the 14th. And we're going to be giving those away as we head into March the 14th. We will probably do that the old Family Feud way. We used to do a lot of Family Feud games on this program. That was always a lot of fun. And how we will probably do that, because we do like to get the calls when people talk about current events. So what we'll probably do is we'll play the Family Feud as we're talking about current events. And if somebody wants to call in and ask a question or have a conversation about what's going on in the world, we'll do that. But we'll also be playing the game at the same time. That's probably how Friday will work as well, with the $100 gift card from Kroger, because we've got, what, 5 hours on Friday morning to do it. So that's probably how that will go along. And yesterday, I should mention again, I did run into the gentleman who said that he would cut Matt's hair for free with an old pair of sheep shears. So, Matt, the offer is still open, and I can tell you who to go to if you want your hair cut with an old pair of sheep shears. So that's on the table as well. Well, what did we talk about yesterday? We continued to talk about the article in the Columbus Dispatch about Ted Williams. I'll tell you, I've heard an awful lot back about this, and, you know, I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know what's going to happen. I feel bad for Ted at this point. I hope he's able to turn it around. And as I said, my constant kind of drumbeat this week is that I just hope this article doesn't do more harm than good. I have not heard either way if it has done good or if it has done harm, but we'll hope it does more good than harm. We'll be optimistic in that regard. Now, yesterday we also talked about Monday City Council meeting, which was kind of a nothing, really. Nothing much happened. I guess the big news out of Monday City Council meeting was the mayor was not there, and none of the things that the mayor talked about doing in last Thursday's letter to the city were brought up. So, I don't know. You know, the out-of-city, if you work out-of-city tax credit, that was not brought up Monday, but probably wouldn't be, because it'll be headed to its second reading this coming Monday night. And I believe the storm sewer rates have already been raised. The sanitation rates, nobody said anything more about that. Getting rid of curbside recycling, nobody said anything more about that. Raising the bus fares, nobody said anything more about that. So I guess these things are all just in a holding pattern right now. They were not brought to Finance Committee on Monday. Does that mean they'll just be brought up out of the blue this coming Monday and added to the agenda? I don't know. And then there is the idea, are the optics good of the mayor going on vacation or not being able to be there after he releases that letter? Again, I think that's just bad timing on the whole is essentially the problem. But again, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
What a lovely morning, Spears.
You know, it's getting better each and every morning.
I just keep thinking we're getting closer to when the Earth tilts towards the sun, and it's got to get warmer at some point, right?
But remember, this time change this weekend is going to be rough. Now, everybody likes it because it stays daylight longer, but when you lose that hour on Sunday morning, you got a rough few days ahead of you.
Your internal clock will be filing complaints for a little while.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful because you love that now it's staying daylight till like 7:30 every night, but it's dark in the morning and you've lost that hour, and it does take a couple of days to get that back in order.
I think it takes more than a couple of days, but I guess we're about to find out. We're about to test our theories here next week.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to happen.
This conversation again in like 3 weeks and compare notes. Monday night, Collins wasn't there. You're talking about this. He was. I believe he's on vacation. I believe that.
That's what I heard.
I mean, the man is entitled to vacation, so we can't give him too hard of a time about that. Now, listen to me cutting people slack, just like a new leaf this early in the morning. The letter, whatever we want to call it, that came out Thursday about all of the increases, I'm not sure that was supposed to be public yet.
Well, they sent it.
Who did they send it to?
Well, I think they sent it to media, so I was kind of shocked that I was on the list.
So you got the one that detailed everything. Well, okay, I had already posted it at like 5 a.m. that morning, so I'm not exactly sure. When did you guys get it?
I believe we got it Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure what they wanted it to be sent to the media on Thursday. It just made its way out there anyway.
Well,
so
it was kind
that
of...
That might be why they didn't come discuss it. Kind of like Ray Grogan's had to release a video here and there after some things have made it to the media that they weren't expecting, and then they have to kind of backtrack and clean up. I think that this might be one of those situations.
Well, I just thought that the optics of this were odd, because as soon as it was released, we were, I think the Star and I think we were the two media outlets on the list, and we both went to him for a comment, because obviously that's something you'd want to comment on, and both were told that he was out of the county.
And now, hold up, sir.
Yeah.
You were put on the media list?
Well, now listen. Now, this is kind of a complicated...
No, I'm being serious.
No, I want to try to explain. I want to try to explain this, because I it's not like I haven't been on the media list.
Well, I don't see them walk over and hand you press releases and city
Well, see, yeah, and that's why I guess I've always had this... discussion, because I don't want to, it's not an argument, but I've always had this discussion with people who call in who say they don't feel that, you know, they don't like me, I guess is the whole idea. Well, I've never been taken off.
I like that people call to tell you that, but
right.
Anyway.
But I've never been taken off the general media list. When the city is making an announcement like a closure or adjusted hours at city council,
you get those, yes.
I get all that. And also I got the stuff, you know, celebrations in the park and how all that's going to go, aquatic centers opening. So it's not like I've ever been taken off that media list. I've always been on that. And I've also always been on the list for city council things. So
well, I wasn't trying to be insulting to you. I know how they seem to avoid you. I can, yeah, street closures and stuff they'll give you when we need to make $5 million worth of cuts to the budget. We don't want spears asking questions.
Right, right. And that's why I say I think that's the difference at this point. And again, I'm not throwing any... What do the kids call? I'm not throwing any shade at the Marion Star this morning.
Right.
I'm not throwing shade at them. But what I'm saying is, it's like last week when we had the conversation about did Abby just make a request of that officer's...
looking back at that, I don't believe that at all.
Now,
what happened. Now, I believe that is standard procedure for other journalists in big cities, and I'm not saying that she's not capable or wouldn't have thought of it, but I think it landed in her lap before she did either of those things.
Right, and that's not a knock on her, because, I mean, that's how a lot of journalists get their information, and that's how you put it out there. I think what happens with this administration is, I don't think it's the whole administration. I think it's a couple people who want to plant things with somebody who they know is not going to ask them questions, and also, to be honest, doesn't have a frame of reference of what happened before or in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, they can put something out like this and say something hasn't been done since such and such, and Abby has to go with that because really there's no frame of reference. She was not here when Schertzer was mayor.
And she's got the documentation in front of her that says that's what's going on.
Right.
So why would you doubt what you're being told by elected officials? You know, I mean, you would think that they would want to give you good information to pass along to the public.
Right, right. So that's, I think that's what happens, and I think they do it for that particular reason. But as far as getting the word out on
you
things...
You know the spin, basically. You would be
yeah, just from time, just from being
spin.
Around.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So I think that's part of their... I've honestly...
No, I certainly didn't mean that as an insult to you, Spears. I thought we would just celebrate that, like, oh my God, you made it back on the list, man.
Well, no, I was never taken off, because I don't want to make that... I don't want them to feel like I was ever poached off the list. I was never off the general...
You're not on the insider list.
Well, I don't even know if it's an insider list. I think it's something that is very strategic. Yeah, it's very strategic. It's a strategic
thing.
No, I'm not that person, and I think again, that's because of
context, historical context.
Yeah, I think it's context, and I think they also know, and it's just two different mediums. Once she prints it and gets the quote, nobody can call in and say, "Well, that's wrong." Well, this medium operates a different way. So I think that's also the difference.
So they don't give you any ammo. They give her what they want to be said, and if they did that to you, it would just be giving you ammo.
Well, and I should mention, it is true that I was not always on the council's media list. Now, I have been on the mayor's office media list for a long, long time. But I think there have been council clerks who did it, but I think... they might have done it mistakenly, because I think they took a lot of people off, but I don't know.
Do you mistakenly take a lot of people off and accidentally leave a lot of people on?
Well, I can, at that time, though, I can say this, there was nobody at the Star at the time that happened. So nobody would have been aware if they were taken off the list or weren't taken off the list. I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Didn't that just happen recently?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
If you think so, it happened to you and you're not sure, and somehow I remember it.
Well, what's recently, but, I guess, is the term. Recently is relative.
After Serena Rose left.
Yeah, I think that did happen.
Okay. Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know that Matt knew that he was supposed to do that.
We've got to just give him a little slack, even though he listened to me doing it twice this morning. You got to give him a little slack from when he first started. He was struggling with the email. So
right.
He's much further along in his emailing abilities these days.
Because if I remember right, he also had some issues about getting things published in the paper. He also had some issues, you know, things he needed to get done and did not get done.
Well, they probably shouldn't have ran Tarina Rose out of there the way they did, and she would have stuck around and trained him in her magical ways of clerking, but that's neither here nor there.
But I guess before we get off this subject, I just want to say, I don't think there's any media blackout. I just think, like all people, if you feel that a media outlet is a friendly source, you're much more apt to give them information that you don't want any blowback on, because then you can kind of shape the story. So that's nothing new. I mean,
right, it's a one and done, because even Abby tried to follow up with questions and she got that he's out of the county.
Right. So even on that,
did it say country? Because
I thought it said country, but you know what? I'll say it's county. I don't know. Maybe he went on vacation to like Cary. I don't know.
He's over in Kenton having a nice week over in Hardin County. Cannot answer questions. Yeah, I thought that was strange. I've got some interesting information about the Heidi Ratliff case.
Oh, go ahead.
That's supposed to start at the beginning, whatever the first Monday in April is. I think it's the 7th.
First Monday in April.
and I've been following along on the docket, which is the court filings, tells you in order what's going on for people who don't watch Law and Order. And they, at the end of Ayers' trial, you know, Ray decided he's going on with this trial, and Heidi's attorneys asked for more discovery, which is the evidence that Ray's going to be using in the trial. And you have, I think it's 14 days they have to answer a discovery motion, and Ray hasn't answered it yet. Trial starts in a month, and he still hasn't given them all of the evidence or the list of the witnesses. Now, that was the reason the trial got postponed. Was because he told the judge he didn't know if he would be calling 6 witnesses or if he would be calling 60 witnesses. So the judge said, you know, hearing that, I've got to allow more time for this trial. And so we'll push it out till April and allow 10 days for it. And Ray still hasn't said how many witnesses he's going to call. He hasn't said what evidence he's going to use. He hasn't answered. They filed for a motion to dismiss. He has not answered that yet. So I imagine the judge will be ruling on some things very shortly, because, yeah, he has to. I mean, they've got to have the evidence and all of this stuff. How do you present a defense when you don't know what you're defending?
Well, how much time do you have to give the defense?
Oh, I believe it's more than 30 days. Discovery is something that's supposed to be done very early on in a case. Supposed to be done, I would say, within the first third of the case.
Middle
third is everybody fighting back and forth about what makes it in front of the jury, and the last third is figuring it out unless it goes to trial.
Well, isn't the theory on this that basically he's trying to push out as far as he can, dismissing this trial, so it's not close to the loss that he had in the Ayers-Ratliff trial? Isn't that really the prevailing theory that's going on?
My prevailing theory is that he knows that he's going to get his behind handed to him, and he's trying to figure out what to do, and he hasn't been able to do it. He should have just dropped it, but he's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't on this one. If he takes her to trial and loses, which he's going to, because there's not even a police report in this case. If we thought there was no evidence in Ayers' case, there's not even a police report that exists in this case. So I don't know how you get somebody on 5 felony charges and you don't even have a police report. So he either has to go to court with absolutely no evidence and waste more taxpayer time or money, or he has to drop this case and admit that these were basically retaliatory charges. So what does he do?
Well, that's what I think that's why the prevailing wisdom is more that he's just trying to put some space in between these two things to not get two bad stories close to each other. Now,
is it going to make it any better if we drug Heidi's misery on for 6 more months? Because remember, she can't leave the state. That means she can't go on vacation outside of Ohio this summer if she wanted to.
Well, no, it's not a good thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing. And I you know, nobody likes that anybody's being put through the ringer. But I think if you're Ray, as I said, this case in particular has caused so much damage to so many people. Now, at this point, I think the more sympathetic group is probably the Ratliff group because Ayers mm-hmm. was found innocent. But it has done Ray Grogan a lot of damage. And
he's done it to himself.
Well, right, but I don't...
Self-inflicted.
But I don't think that he wanted that to happen. So
well, then he should have done more than a half a day's worth of investigation.
Well, but I guess my point is, in making this, is I don't think he wanted to hurt his reputation. I don't think he wanted to become...
No, I don't think anyone wakes up... Well, you know what? Some people might... If you're doing the right thing, and it's unpopular, and it might hurt your reputation, then you might be like, you know, I'm going to do this anyway. But... I don't think people intentionally hurt their reputations. You know, I think it's a byproduct of doing the right thing sometimes, but he's intentionally, he's done this to himself.
Well, I guess on that note that he did
not... let's think about this guy. He's a lawyer. These people are supposed to be highly educated and highly intelligent, skilled, you know, I mean, quote-unquote 3D chess, you know, strategy is what they get paid for. And he couldn't see this blowing up in his face?
Well, this is what I don't understand. Now, again, this comes back to doing an interview. Here's what I don't understand. Okay, now, if every... One thing that even his detractors have given Ray Grogan is that he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
When you meet him in person, he's a nice guy.
Yes,
and he used to like to be out in public a whole lot, and he used to like to talk to the media. Now, if that is all true...
He'll write an editorial to Columbus.
He certainly will write an editorial, and he likes the press releases, and good for him. But the thing of it is here, the fact that he's not doing an interview in which he might be able to come on and say, this is why I did it, this is what happened, this is where we're going from here... And try to explain that in a way that maybe would make him seem less callous at this point. There is a chance, I'm not saying he could salvage his whole reputation, but there is a chance that he could salvage something. And that's what I said about Ayers. When Ayers came on finally and said what he said, I think we all heard what he said. And we heard emotion in his voice. And we heard what he had went through in a long form interview. And I think that did him a lot of good. And I think that it could do Ray good if he does have a personality, like everybody has said, and I believe he does.
He does.
He really does.
He's a nice guy to be around. I mean, the whole time I'm gritting my teeth and thinking I know how absolutely fake or how I believe it's absolutely fake, but he's a pleasant fellow.
Well, that's what I can't figure. One day, he and I are going to run into each other. Now,
uh-oh.
It's...
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, that's right. But it, you know what it will be? It will be nothing. It will be, hey, Ray, how you doing? Hey, Scott,
exactly.
How you doing? And that's what it will be. It will. And so the idea
I
that there's...
I bet his face will be red, though.
Well, I did run into him at city council once, and it was more awkward than past meetings had been, but it was pleasant. So
face red?
I don't remember.
He has a tendency to blush when he gets stressed. I noticed that during the trial.
Well, the thing of it is that it will happen, and it will be fine, and, there is no hostility. So I think he's doing himself a disservice. I feel bad that he is, because I don't know who's advising him to do that, and I don't know... I don't know.
I told someone yesterday, I said, all the pats on the back and all the attaboys aren't the ones, those people aren't the ones that's standing there next to you in a courtroom in front of a visiting judge that you don't know, getting your behind chewed, the judge asking you, aren't you worried about due process issues? You know, and those people aren't that are telling you to pursue these issues and you'll, you know, witch hunt or whatever we want to call this. Because, I mean, he has to, as an attorney, know. As a person, I mean, he talks about being a Christian. But as an attorney, you have to know that there is no case. And then as a Christian or as a human, you have to know that what you're doing is wrong. So I don't, as an attorney, as an arbiter of justice, you can't use the justice system to punish people. It's not right. And that's what he's doing. And he has to know that. I mean, he has to know that somewhere inside of him. He has to know what I'm doing is wrong. And he continues to do it.
Well, you see, it's complicated in a way because some politicians operate in the way that you just described, that even though they know it will do them harm, they say what they truly believe.
Okay, but we're putting people in prison. That's the difference. I mean, you know, to raising bus fares is different than taking someone's freedom.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not saying
they didn't get Ayers' freedom, but they sure did get a lot of money from him for him to keep it. A lot of money that most of us wouldn't have.
Well, see, and that's the thing. I don't know what he believes. Does he believe innocent until proven guilty? Does he believe?
He should, because that's what he swore to uphold and protect.
Well, see, but I don't know that anybody's asking him these questions, and I don't know.
We can't, because he won't answer.
Well, that's, and again, that's to his detriment, and I don't think he understands that. You know, there are redemptive moments. You know what, and the biggest case of this is not even a political one in Marion in the last few years. It's the director of the palace. I mean, that man, I fully believe, Kirk Detweiler, could have saved his job. If he would have got out ahead of when that story first broke,
he could have kept his mouth shut and saved and kept his job. If he had not appeared in that documentary,
yes, but once, but once the cat was out of the bag and the documentary played and he was getting all this negative feedback, he could have come on and he could have said, "I am so sorry that I came off that callous." Mm-hmm. You know, that's just my personality because I've been in the cruise ship business for all these years.
And I would, you know what? I would have understood that he should have never done the documentary. While he was sitting there talking about the show must go on, I get it that he was responsible to 2,500 other people, but you didn't need to get on the documentary and behave that way. But yes, he could have possibly redeemed himself, and his silence did him no good either.
No, but he didn't say anything and didn't say anything and didn't say anything, and then there became a point where People Magazine did a story on it because and the brother called him.
I didn't know people had done it.
Yes, and I think by that point it was too late because I think he kept thinking the story's going to go away if I don't talk about it, and that's not how the media works now. It's just too diversified. But if he had gotten out of there,
when that came out. The media, the local media, was the star, I guess, if we want to call it the local media. It was pretty non-existent then, so, I mean, that story didn't get ran in the newspaper.
I don't think they would do a story on that. You know, I think the star, you got to remember, this is one reporter, and I think she's, there are a lot of things that just because we have time to talk about them, that certainly are newsworthy, that don't make the star. And I think it's just because she would get her hand, she would have carpal tunnel, her hand would be all balled up if she tried to write a story about this stuff constantly. So I think she's kind of picked her battles with city council, and I think she's picked her battles with the county commissioners. And other than that,
I didn't know if she was around for that or not. I couldn't remember.
Well, I don't even think she writes. I mean, when's the last time you saw her do another story? I mean, very rarely do they pop up. Other than something city council or county commissioners, and I think that's because she doesn't have time.
She does do, like, one lifestyle piece week, I think she's trying to do, but yeah.
It's very hard.
She's a busy gal, that's for sure.
Right. So when you look at that, and you look at what's going on, I don't think that story would have ever made the star, and I think, and I'm not even sure that's the best place to do it, because I think Kurt needed to sound sympathetic, because his whole problem was with the way he sounded.
Came off. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, even if it didn't work, it would have been something. And you know, the palace can say what they want, that they didn't fire him, but, you know, I don't believe he just decided to resign one day.
Well, Bodine did.
Well,
apparently.
You know, that could be a whole other thing. I don't know.
The job is now being set on fire and buried. They're just doing completely away with the job. They're dissolving the ordinance that created it.
Well, now we're getting a message here from a listener this morning. It says, Ray only cares that the people in his party and friends support him.
Will they put money on his books when he's found guilty of some crime? Or there's a doozy of a lawsuit coming from the Ratliffs. I hope people realize that. Will everybody support him when the Ratliffs are posting pictures from their private island in the Caribbean?
I don't know.
How far does the loyalty go?
Well,
and it's really sad that we're willing to put people in prison and celebrate it.
Well, didn't Ayers say during the interview that, I don't think he ever named anybody, but didn't he say that there were a lot of people? I think Mary, the president of council, wore Ayers is innocent. Was that the shirts?
Yeah,
yeah,
she did at one point.
She wore
time.
That. So,
where
I mean,
we see at the end of the trial, though.
Right. So
all of these people all these Republicans that had on their Ayers is innocent shirt and broke rank during that time, and they all showed up at the little court meetings, and all the little ladies had their shirts on together. There was one person in that group that was there at the very end. They've all turned their back. They've all gone back political. The good old boys are trying to get heirs and this and that and the other, and now it was, if you want to remain part of this group, you need to fall in line. And there was one person left.
But that's what I was saying, again, back to another story here, that's what I was saying with the Wesleyan Davis endorsement. And you notice that's one endorsement that she has not touted very heavily.
City Council?
What's that?
City Council?
No, Ray Grogan.
Oh.
Because Grogan put that, it was a video, and it was put out, I think, on a Wednesday or a Thursday night, and I never saw it again. Usually, they make those little, Ben Weber does it too, they make those little placards that they put up on memes, or I guess those aren't memes. What do you call it when it's not trying to be funny on Facebook? But it's still a meme. Is it a meme? Okay.
It's still a meme.
Okay,
yeah.
So they put out these little memes, and they put the picture of the person who endorses them and who they are.
Okay.
So when that, I never saw one of those. Now, maybe I just missed it with Ray Grogan, but I was shocked by that because I thought Wesleyan's timing was off on that, which it usually is not. And you know what? I haven't heard a thing about that since.
She would have had to have asked for it, right?
He's running around like,
can I please endorse you? Will you just please, like, put my name underneath yours? I'll give you a nice endorsement. I can write, I can make the best of videos. I'll make you the sweetest endorsement video you've ever seen. Please help get the heat off of me.
I doubt Wesleyan knows what is going on.
Oh, come on now. You know the Republicans done filled her in on what's going on with Ratliff.
I'm not sure that she's all that favorable in the Republican Party. I don't know, maybe.
The whole city council had a fundraiser for her.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying.
Her coming out party, wasn't it, in Marion?
I don't know. I didn't get an invitation to that one.
She's probably going to think that I'm trying to sexualize her or whatever. I meant coming out as a debutante, as a candidate or whatever. So no, if she's listening, I didn't mean that as anything other than you're coming out as a candidate.
But I think she said in one of the interviews I did with her that the establishment, and I'm never sure who the establishment is, maybe that's the Tracy Richardson group, is not all on board with her. So I don't know.
I love to watch them eat their own. It's so fun.
Well, but I guess all I'm saying here is that the Grogan endorsement never really got touted like the city council endorsement got touted, or the Kevin Davidson, which I think happened about the same time, endorsement got touted. I never saw it get touted like that, and maybe there was a reason for that.
Well, okay, so he's got the Heidi Ratliff trial that's supposed to start at the beginning of April. He's also got that trial in Stark County where he was appointed a special prosecutor. Are you familiar with that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's two police officers that are accused of killing a man. They had their knee in his back. He said, I can't breathe, 7 times, and he had a heart attack and he died. They're charging him. Homicide, I think, manslaughter, I'm not sure. But that prosecutor recused himself. Go figure, huh? So that prosecutor recused himself, and Grogan is the special prosecutor. Now, we've got a cop down here accused of rape, but Rogan won't recuse himself.
That thing's getting uglier and uglier.
Isn't that strange, though, that he won't recuse himself on this case, but he's filling in for a prosecutor that doesn't want to prosecute his own cops? You see the irony there?
You know, I'm trying
to
figure
ironic,
out...
Is that ironic, or is that just ironic to me?
I don't know.
Those cases are supposed to start at the same time. So the cop murder trial and Heidi Ratliff trial are supposed to start at the same time.
Well, okay, here's
the... I'll be in two places at once.
Okay, I can see both sides of this recusal thing in Marion. Because I doubt Ray Grogan knew this cop. Now, if he did...
Oh, I don't believe he did.
And I also don't believe that anybody went to him and said, take it easy on this cop. I don't.
If anything, I think it's looking the opposite, to be honest with you.
Right.
My thought is, he's fighting so hard to keep this case. Well, the judge up in Stark County found out that Ray has close associations with the FOP. Well, he's a member of the FOP, and he's best friends with the state FOP president. The judge in Stark County found out about that. Now, this is just rumor, but there might be a different special prosecutor appointed in that case. That's just a rumor. I don't know. My thought is Ray is taking this case so seriously in Marion with such little investigation to say, look, I can prosecute a cop. I'll prosecute my own cops. It doesn't matter my association with the FOP. I'll prosecute a cop to save face in the Stark County case. That's my conspiracy thought on it.
Well, I don't know. I just...
He's got a lot of balls in there. He might just want to recuse himself on something.
You know, this thing in Marion is just very, very ugly. And I'm not sure exactly... I don't know. Even an opinion on the case in general is very difficult. Because it's a horrible, horrible crime.
Horrible.
Rape. Okay.
But it's so parallel to what happened in the Ratliff case. And we're all just, I think, so raw from that still. Jaded.
Yeah, but the problem is, I am not saying that the media should not speak, or the people involved should not speak to the media. I think that's their right. But I'm also, I'm always a little leery.
Now, you wanted Ayers to come on and talk while this was going
on. Oh, and I would want the cop to come on. I would want the cop to come on. But... here's the difference. I think the problem is that I do think about the victim in these cases. And I think I don't necessarily like that some of the information that's been leaked here has pretty much shown us who the victim is.
It happened in the Ratliff case too, though.
Right, and
I'm not saying it's right. I am not justifying it. We were talking about the child in that situation.
Right, but what I'm saying is this was leaked intentionally, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, by the attorney, wasn't it? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't.
I think it was going around on Facebook or social media that he had raped a female family member that was a child.
Right.
Because the way Ray didn't need to... In his initial presser, he didn't need to mention that it was a family member. He's the one that put that out there to begin with. So I think to run counter to it, they wanted it to be known, no, it wasn't a child.
Well, and I've mentioned on air before about Ray Grogan's press releases. I don't know who's writing them.
How graphic they are. Did he need to say that it was a female family member? He didn't even say adult. He just said female family member.
Well, and that's the point, too. I don't know why.
You want to clear that up a little bit if you could? Like, okay, I'm being accused of rape, but it wasn't a kid. It wasn't my niece. It wasn't my daughter.
Well, and I think in both of these cases that happened. So
right.
I don't know
so,
why.
Yeah, I mean, you just had Ayers Ratliff, who's accused of raping his minor daughter, and now this guy's being accused of raping a female family member.
I don't know why it matters. I don't know why.
I don't either. Rape would have been rape. That would have been fine.
So,
adequate.
But see, then
they started the war of the media when they started this stuff. They just didn't expect a defense attorney to come back out swinging is what I think happened.
Well, and you know what? The defense attorney is perfectly within his right to come out swinging. I don't know.
Ray should have not taken this to the media the way he did. he learned nothing from the Ratliff case. Because seriously, after the Ratliff case, if someone you knew or loved, and it was on the front, or a video of the prosecutor saying a female family member, wouldn't you want it to be known, like, hey, it wasn't his niece or his cousin that he was, because everybody's like, he was effing his cousin? I'm like, oh my God, no, that's not what happened. Can we, I mean, if you're going to give that much information, at least make it, don't, by saying a female family member, isn't that disclosing the victim's identity in some nature?
Some, but I don't know.
You don't have to identify gender or a relation.
No, you don't. But
there's not a domestic violence in there, so he doesn't need to explain that.
No, and I don't know. I always worry about, I think I've told this story before, but years ago there was a situation where somebody was accused of something, and a party was trying to use that for political advantage. And we ended up talking about it on the air, and basically saying we did not like that simply because it was implicating the victim. And, you know, I just don't know. The victim's already under a lot of stress.
Exactly. And had Grogan not mentioned female family member, a whole lot of things would not have been said. And everyone could have speculated, and everyone could have got on there and said, it's such and such, and she's just trying to get back at him. I mean, they could have speculated that a million times, but when Grogan puts in writing female family member, that all but solidifies it.
Do you think he writes these press releases?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think he does.
God, that the highest prosecutor in the county would at least think about them legally and the long-term ramifications of them. Do you think someone else is telling him, like, social media is the way to go, Ray?
I just don't believe that he's writing these press releases. Now, I could be wrong, but I don't believe he is. And there are too many people who work in that office, and I think that whoever is writing them, I would certainly have a conversation with them, because I just do not see Ray Grogan writing as graphic press releases as some we've seen. I just don't.
And all of the cases that are sex-related offenses, they are always incredibly graphic or include details that they...
Do you really see him writing those?
I'll go back to Hobby Lobby. Whoever writes them has got a problem. Whoever writes them needs a psychological evaluation, because they are always entirely overly detailed.
And there are some people, you know, every time I see Corey Rogers, who works in that office, you know, I think this has always been a nice man. This is always a good man. This is a guy who I have conversation with. I don't understand. I would love to spend like a day in that office watching how it operates. Because...
Or doesn't?
Well, I'm not sure. I think there's something going on there. Because I can't say all this is Ray's fault. I mean, I guess the buck stops with him, but I just don't see him writing some
if
of those press releases.
I was going to say, if you have prosecutors that aren't performing, then that's him. That's his doing.
Well, it is. I mean, it falls on his head in the end, but I don't know. Maybe he's being persuaded by people who should not, maybe he should not be taking their counsel.
Well, then maybe he shouldn't be in charge of the office. Maybe he'd make a great first assistant prosecutor, and we need somebody in there that can lead the place.
Well, the people elected him.
Touche.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way
Take
it goes.
Yeah,
we're going to go to break here and come back with much more. Don't forget, we're giving away $100 to Kroger on Friday. And by the way, Ray, if you're listening or anybody who's close to him is listening, you're always welcome to come on the show. I've invited you. Reach out. We'll be back.
Cor Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism.